Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, when the royal family took part in Remembrance Day ceremonies over the weekend, it became more clear just how estranged Harry has become. Harry reportedly asked to have a wreath of poppies laid at the National Memorial to those servicemen and women who have fallen, but it was turned down. Why? Because he is no longer a member of the royal family. Both representatives for Harry and Buckingham Palace declined to comment, but People recaps. During Sunday's ceremony, his father, Prince Charles, laid a wreath for Queen Elizabeth and one for himself. Harry's brother, Prince William, was also among those leaving their solemn tributes. Harry, who served in the British Army for 10 years and went on to 2 tours of Afghanistan in that time, would have been in the UK in this period of remembrance if the coronavirus pandemic hadn't hit all travel plans, and he would have made a tribute of his own alongside some of his military comrades, sources have told People. Instead, he took part in a podcast with other veterans talking about what his uniform meant to him and poignantly reminisced about what goes through his mind as he stands at the main British memorial to fallen troops. On that podcast, titled Declassified, Harry said he believes in the British tradition of wearing a poppy in tribute to veterans and those who have made the ultimate sacrifice, and said he does so for the soldiers I knew as well as those I didn't. Soldiers who were by my side in Afghanistan, those who had changed their lives, changed forever, and those that didn't come home. I wear it to celebrate the bravery and determination of all our veterans and their loved ones, especially those in our Invictus family. These are the people and moments I remember when I salute, when I stand at attention, and when I lay a wreath at the cenotaph. I spent 10 years in the military with 2 tours in Afghanistan. When I get asked about this period of my life, I draw from memories. I draw from what I remember and who I remember. Like the first time we were shot at and who I was with, the casualties we saw, those we saved. And the first medevac we escorted out of contact in a race against time. Once served, always serving, no matter what. Lest we forget our fallen comrades, our relatives, our friends. Lest we forget how different things must have been 100 years ago and how different they'll be 100 years from now. This is what Remembrance Day means to me. Harry and Meghan Markle did make a visit to the Los Angeles National Cemetery on Sunday to honor Remembrance Day in their own way. People reports the couple laid flowers that Meghan picked from their garden at the gravesites of 2 Commonwealth soldiers, one who had served in the Royal Australian Air Force and one from the Royal Canadian Artillery. They also placed a wreath at an obelisk in the cemetery that features a plaque that's inscribed, "In memory of the men who offered their lives in defense of their country. To all of those who have served and are serving, thank you." Harry signed a message with the wreath. Back in London, this year's Remembrance Day celebration was scaled back with 10 members of the royal family attending in person, but notably not Andrew. Town and Country recaps. The 94-year-old Queen watched from the balcony of the UK's Foreign and Commonwealth Office building as Prince Charles laid a wreath on her behalf following 2 minutes of silence. The service was also attended by Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall, Prince William and Kate, Prince Edward and Sophie, Princess Anne and her husband, Tim Lawrence, and the Duke of Kent. An equerry laid a wreath on behalf of Prince Philip, who last appeared publicly on Remembrance Sunday in 2017, the year he retired from royal duties. Representatives from government and the military were also present, along with a small number of veterans and officials from other countries. The monarch and her 2 heirs looked solemn as they led tributes in memory of all of those who sacrificed their lives protecting the freedoms of others. And there you have it. My thanks to John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis. This is Palace Intrigue, and good times.